No, there's a number of different ghost lows that have been dispersing, I think, but it's kind of a moving picture this morning on several of the motorways into and out of Dublin. There's also been an issue at Ringaskiddy in Cork on the N28. With me on the line is Tom, who's a lorry driver. Tom, good morning to you. Thanks for talking to me this morning. You left Kerry this morning at 5:45 to go to Ringaskiddy. What happened?
That's right, yeah. And it's bumper to bumper at the moment, going in and out for 4 or 5 kilometres in and out of Ringaskiddy. There's tractors and all. It's a go slow at 5 kilometres, and it's a bottleneck. And I'm just coming out of Ringaskiddy now, and at 5K, it is fairly slow.
Okay, so you're hours on the road on a trip that would normally take you maybe an hour and a half, 2 hours maybe.
No, 3 quarters, yeah.
Right,
These boys aren't happy, and the government has to go back and relook at it, because these boys are going to stick it out. They'll move in, and they're going to knock in the port again. They're saying, I was talking to one a while ago, and he says they're going for the port again, Ringaskiddy port.
They're going for Ringaskiddy?
Yeah,
to block that off?
Correct, yeah.
So another blockade is what they're saying to you?
What they said a while ago to me, yes, I asked one of them what's happening. He says, we're going blocking again.
Okay, all right. That suggests to an extent that the protest isn't over. Are a lot of people held up, Tom, in Cork this morning, do you think?
Well, from Cork City out to Ringaskiddy, it is bumper to bumper at 5K, and I'm just coming back in at the same speed, 5K.
Okay, all right. Well, that'll tell you what is going on.
50 or 60 tractors at the same thing, in section to section, like, do you know what I mean, if you know what I mean.
Yeah, so the hauliers and farmers involved this morning, you think, tractors and trucks on a go slow?
Well, a lot of the lorries are probably held up by tractors, but they are holding behind the tractors, yes. They are staying behind us, yeah.
Right, okay. And there, from your understanding of what they said, this package, this 505 million package isn't enough. They're still not happy.
Yes, the farmers with tractors are disgusted.
Okay. Yep. Okay. All right, Tom. Listen, thanks for updating us on that this morning.
Cheers.
Okay, there you go, Tom. On the N28, heading to Ringaskiddy this morning, 5:45, he left Kerry. He's still travelling on his way back now, all going at 5 kilometres an hour. A go slow on the N28 Ringaskiddy, just outside Cork City. That's going to have major implications for the traffic in and around Cork City. And there are still levels of congestion in Drogheda, in Kells, in Navan, and places like that. There's a go slow along the Long Mile Road in Dublin as well, the M7. But that was dispersed. It caused massive congestion this morning. And as you heard there, the evolving situation, at least a claim made by one of the go slow protesters this morning in Ringaskiddy, that they're going to go and try and block the port of Ringaskiddy, which would be, I suppose, if it does happen, and it's a big if, I suppose, to an extent, it would amount to another blockade of another piece of state infrastructure this morning. If you have a view for us on that, get in touch with us in the programme with me in our studio in Tralee to talk about more details. Sinn Féin Deputy Pat Daly. Deputy Daly, good morning to you.
Morning, Jerry.
What's your view on what has unfolded over the last week, but particularly over the last weekend, with blockades of key ports and protesters doing go slows across the country?
Yeah, well, I suppose, Jerry, you really have to go back to the last day in February or the beginning of March, when the war or the attacks by the US commenced. And ever since then, it is clear to me and clear to everyone in Sinn Féin, that, and clear to an awful lot of people that I was speaking to over the last few weeks, that the government have been all over the place with this. They've been extra slow to act or react. They were very slow to engage with the people who were already suffering. And it's not just the hauliers and the people who are involved in industry, but ordinary people as well, who are suffering with their home heating oil being doubled on top of an already very tough cost of living crisis. So it has seemed to us that the government are out of touch with all of that. We've brought a motion, as you said earlier, of no confidence in the government. we've lost confidence in the government, because not only were they slow to react or react, they actually aggravated and made the aggravated the situation and made it worse by some of the comments that, that were made, not only by Micheál Martin and Jim O'Callaghan, but also by local deputies such as Michael Healy-Ray, who were calling for the army to be brought in. So I think that people, you know...
Was Michael Healy-Ray calling for the army to be brought in?
Well, according to Radio Kerry, he was anyway in his interview last Thursday. That they, and the government's reaction overall was...
He was saying the blockade had gone too far, but not necessarily saying he was calling for the army to be brought in.
And, well, the Radio Kerry debate, or the online section said that that's what was said. The people had lost confidence, I think, in the government.
Sure.
They were very, very late. And they've admitted that they were late. They didn't take responsibility for it. And all of the people, such as carers, the disabled, feel that the government have been out of touch. So that's why we're bringing the notice of no confidence in the government. As you said, it'll probably turn into a notice of confidence. But we had brought our own measures immediately when... Initially, at the beginning of March, the Dáil was rising for a period of 10 days. We wanted legislation to bring in to reduce petrol and diesel by the maximum amount and to do some measures about home heating oil. And it was amazing to me that the statement by the government yesterday that they were not implementing the carbon tax increases which were due to take place in the forthcoming weeks. I'm wondering, when did the government actually realise that they could do that? Because all we have heard from a string of government representatives that this was locked in, it has nothing to do with us, that this was going to happen anyway, and now they're postponing
they had to
leave it
with the European Union, and they've actually gone further than they're allowed to by the European Union. As things stand at the moment, the 10 cent further cut in excise on diesel is against EU rules. They're effectively going for, you know, forgiveness rather than permission at this stage
That
decision.
Yeah, but
that was conceded last night by Simon Harris.
Yeah, but 18 months, for the last year or so, and in around the last budget, and coming up to Christmas when people were under an awful lot of pressure, we were asking that the increases not be implemented. And all along they were saying, we can't do anything about it. So when exactly did the government realise, and it's indicative of how out of touch and slow to react that they are, and how they haven't been able to handle the crisis properly and in fact made it worse, that it's only now that they've decided, well, these increases that are due, we're not putting them in, and we're actually putting them back then to October when people who will be reliant on buying their home heating oil, that's when they're going to be implemented in instead.
Okay.
I think that the frustration with people who are and have been suffering over the last few months just came to a head over the last number of weeks. And have the government had a good handle on it? Did they react quickly enough? And last week, you know, it was bubbling up and we were waiting for something and it wasn't happening. And it just seemed that when the Dáil rose 2 weeks ago now, and Sinn Féin, Pierre Starty in particular, had called on the government and had said that these measures that he had brought in were half measures, that something more was going to have to be done. That was ignored. In fact, most government representatives said that we didn't have any plan, despite the fact that we had legislation.
Well, they were reviewing the situation and keeping it under review, which is what they said.
Yeah.
What brought it to a head was the protests and the blockade, which accelerated things this weekend, did it not?
Well, exactly. They reacted eventually to the pressure that was brought on by ordinary people, by the hauliers, and by the people who were protesting. And it was only then that after 4 torturous days commencing last Wednesday, that they eventually made these decisions, which were announced only yesterday.
But only yesterday, last night.
It's react.
How could they not, rather than proactive.
How could they not have predicted that this was going to be a problem?
Minister for State Michael Healy-Rae said he would support the army being brought in if they're needed to start getting oil distributed around Ireland. Yeah. And that was when people were, you know, petrol stations were empty, things were being cancelled across the board, people were missing hospital appointments, concerns about emergency services getting to and from the work that needed to be done.
Let
me ask this question, Deputy Daly. Micheál Martin has said this morning that the support of Sinn Féin for the protests and for the blockades in particular shows that you're not fit for government, that you're not a serious party, and that you're supporting something that was illegal and caused serious trouble both nationally and internationally for this country in terms of access to oil and access to all of the things we just talked about. What's your response to that?
Well, I'd say two things. One is that what we were calling for the government was to deal with the demands of the people who were suffering, and they were slow to do that. And we were confident that if there was some package brought in, and if there was communication made with the people who were protesting, that we were confident that the protest would be stepped down.
Did you support the blockades, though? Did you think the protesters weren't across the line when they started blocking off key infrastructure, like Whitegate and Foynes and Galway Docks?
What did the government expect was going to happen?
Do you support the blockades? Do you think it was a good idea to do that by the protesters? Does your party support that form of protest? The fact that it's against the law.
What we said at all times last week and the week before, that the measures that the government had taken were not enough.
We were asking for
communications.
Do you support the tactics of blockading key infrastructure, denying access to oil and diesel and all of the things that people need in the country? Do you support that?
Well, what we were saying...
Do you support that former protest?
What we were saying time after time is that the government needs to listen to what the people were saying.
Deputy Daly. Does Sinn Féin support this foreign protest? We just had Tom on the line there at Ringaskiddy. He said the Go Slow drivers there are saying they're going to block off Ringaskiddy port. That's their next port of call now this morning. Whether it'll happen or not, I don't know, but that's what they're saying. Do you support that form of protest?
Yeah, but at all times when there is a dispute, whether it's an industrial dispute or whatever, we call for communications to happen between the government. When the government not only ignored them, but then called for the army to brought in, obviously
that
made it worse.
Protest is one thing, Go Slow is another thing. This was remnant of a wildcat action, which didn't have any legality to it, and it caused serious disruption for a lot of people. It's caused the cancellation of the citizenship ceremonies in Killarney this week, which will cost anything up to €30,000 to accommodation providers. 12,000 people expected. Now that's not going to happen. It's put off until June. So it caused real disruption, and it caused critical problems. And if it went on any longer, it would have caused really serious problems this week for the country and cost businesses a lot of money. My question to you is, again, does Sinn Féin support blockades of ports? A form of protest.
But the whole point of it, Jerry, is, and it's impossible to answer that question
It's number one, protest is one thing, blockades of ports is another thing. It's never happened before in the history of the state. Never happened before in this country, that level of protest, blocking food, fuel, petrol, diesel. And that's why the government acted the way they did. They called for the protest to stand down several times, and eventually the Gardaí had to go in. My question is, does Sinn Féin as a party support that form of protest, blockading key pieces of critical infrastructure? Yes or no?
Obviously, Jerry, protests like that and blockades like that cannot go on. But when the government goes and say
we want to support what they did in terms of blockading ports.
Long term, of course, it can't go on. But you have to look at the overall context and the plan.
Okay, you're obviously not answer the question clearly.
It's a yes or no question.
Do you support blockading of ports or not as a party?
No,
it goes to what the Taoiseach is saying this morning. He's accused ye of not being fit to run the country because of your support of it.
The government...
I'm asking, do you or do you not support it?
The government, Jerry, made the situation a way, way worse. And the government were not fit to govern. They didn't govern properly. They didn't listen.
And we're hearing you saying it again this morning, and you'll be saying it in the Dáil again tomorrow. My question is, in terms of what happened, which was unprecedented this weekend, does Sinn Féin support blockading ports as a form of protest?
Long term, of course, that can't go on. But what you see, the point of it is, Jerry, so that the government
won't support it.
Long term,
they stepped over the line.
Well, long term, of course, it can't go on forever. But we did support the peaceful protests, but when the government then threatened that they were going to bring the army in, that I'm sitting in the studio here with water cannons deployed to protest, which is in the front of the Irish Examiner, when the government have failed to ensure Irish energy independence by, in the words of one of their own ministers on Radio Kerry, sitting on their hands and navel-gazing, and that wasn't a TD from Kerry, that they haven't their reaction to try to ensure energy independence and reduce fossil fuel has been to have one third of the grants, for example, for EV cars, going to cars of €55,000 or more. They haven't had targeted measures for people in rural Ireland and for older people, and they have no answer whatsoever to people who are suffering with their home heating oil bills.
Is €750 million euro of a package, two packages, not an answer?
No,
by any measure, that's the most generous action by any government in Europe in response to this crisis.
It's a continuous,
objectively speaking.
But they're so slow to react, and there has been nothing mentioned by government in relation to energy independence and making sure that we don't have the over-reliance on fossil fuels.
Which are longer-term projects, indeed.
Longer-term projects, but when they're sitting on their hands and they're not doing anything about it, only calling for the army to be brought in to remove protesters, well, that sends a very, very bad message to people who were...
The army was unused, Deputy Daly. It wasn't used
well,
as it happened.
Well,
and it was only engineering support.
We all know, Jerry, what was said by Minister Jim O'Callaghan. We all know that he was given the green light, in effect, by other members and other government supporting members. That was... It's the messaging and it's the language which upset so many people who were engaged in peaceful protests. And when, as we predicted last Wednesday and last Thursday, when meaningful steps were being taken to address the situation, a fortnight or 3 weeks after the measures should have been taken, then the protests were stepped down. But in dealing with the situation, Micheál Martin is completely wrong. They were the ones who were unfit to govern. They were the ones who reacted too late, and not only reacted too late, but made the situation worse and drove people off their head.
Do you think you have any hope of winning the motion of confidence as it will be tomorrow?
Well, this is... a clear opportunity for people to say which side are they on. Are they on the side of people who are struggling and who acknowledge that the measures have not been quick enough or fast enough? And are people confident that this government will continue to react to the situation in the way they have? If they feel that they're not happy with that, and it'd be interesting to see how all the independents vote on this, because for months they've been saying they can't do anything about such things as the carbon tax, and now all of a sudden that they can. So they're flip-flopping on this.
Deputy Pat Daly responding to the weekend's protest and blockades. If you view what he had to say, get in touch.